Stand up one more time and let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands with me. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's here residing inside each one of us. We thank you that he is here to anoint us and to empower us. And so we invite you, wonderful Holy Spirit, to bring Jesus, his reality as Lord, and made a tangible anointing that breaks every yoke, make everything to be easy. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you in the name of Jesus for clarity of thought, and we thank you for demonstration of power in spirit and in power. We thank you, Lord God. So we thank you in advance for what this will do for our lives, how it will change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn in your Bibles with me, please. We're going to make a shift in gear. On Sunday, don't forget, we're coming on Sunday. We're going to teach you how to receive prophetic words, how to decipher prophecies, how to make prophecy work for your life. We're going to talk about how to give prophecies, how to receive prophecies, how to be led by God in that area. So thank God that we're going to talk about that on Sunday. Now, if God changes his mind, this is the way I think I'm going. I believe I'm going that direction. But if he has a right to change it, so praise God. Anyway, we want to talk about tonight, the topic we're going to hit a little bit here is righteousness and authority. That's the topic area. I mean, each one of them can be in itself a theme or a area. And I titled my message tonight, Right to Reign. Right to Reign. And we'll use Matthew chapter 28. We'll start with Matthew 28. And we'll go to Luke 10:19. And Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. First of all, let's go ahead and start reading from Matthew chapter 28 and to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me, number one, in heaven, number two, in earth. Go ye, he says, go ye into all the world. And he says, go all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I guess he was talking to Lo. And Lo, I am with you always. Or always is always. He said, God says, I'm going to be with you always. Does he ever leave you? He's always with you, yeah? He says, I'm with you always. so the word, I am with you always. So even unto the end of the world. So he promised us to be here as long as we're here. He's going to always be with us. Some people always say, where's God? Well, he's here. You can't feel him. You can't touch him. It's because the reason why you are not familiar is because you've been walking by your senses. And so Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, Behold, I give unto you power and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 19. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13 says, Giving thanks unto the Father, which had made his meat to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us. Hath delivered us. Stop for a second. He is not trying to deliver you. He's not going to deliver you. He has already delivered you. From what? He says, from the power of darkness. From the power of darkness. What is that? That's Satan. And everything that he represents, that God says he's already done it. Amen. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen? Now, you might be chained in some areas of your life. You might have financial problems. You might be sick in your body. But the Bible says it's already a done deal. Now, you have to do something about it. Praise God. Amen? So, you know, there's sense, knowledge, evidence, and there's Bible evidence. So, those are two different things. So, I just want to reiterate something that we've said before, and that is that spiritual blessings are not automatic. There's something that we must do, and we must learn. So he's delivered us from the power of darkness, as we go on here in Colossians chapter 1, and 12 and 13. From the power of darkness, and hath, again, he has translated us into what? Into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has delivered from and into. Praise God. Amen. Everybody say from and into. So it's from darkness and into his dear son, into light. Praise God. Amen. So that's what he's done. So tonight I want to say as a point here, if you are to be free from the power of darkness and from the authority of darkness, you have to exercise your rights and privileges as a son and daughter of the kingdom of light. Because the blessings of God are not automatic. Okay, so we must do something about that. And so as an introduction, I want to say this. God created mankind with the intention for him to have authority and power over all the earth. Essentially, he has made us humans. He made us gods of this world in the beginning. And but that place was lost when Adam fell and handed over his authority over to Satan. Mankind lost his power, and this still continues to a great degree, and this continues the fight between Satan over our right to exercise our freedom, our freedoms. And if we are ignorant of what took place at the cross or in Christ, we will continue to be dominated by Satan, by our own flesh, okay, and by the circumstances of life. And so Jesus exercised authority over natural situations in order to help man whenever certain things happen. He exercised his rights over, exercised his right as the Son of God over the devil when he was on the earth to help mankind. He delivered people from diseases and ailments, possessions, and he freed them. He demonstrated that when he walked with his disciples. And then after he left to go to heaven, he said this in Matthew 28. We read it beginning. When Jesus was leaving the earth, Jesus came and spake unto them, that is his disciples. This is Matthew 28, verse 18. He says, all power, that word power in that verse of scripture is the word exousia, which means authority. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And in Ephesians, it says that the name of Jesus rules in heaven and earth and under earth. So that name rules and reigns everywhere. Can you say amen? Amen. Are you guys doing okay tonight? Okay, you're listening real carefully. I don't see any eyebrows wiggling, but I think everything's okay. Amen? Okay, so thank God for that. Everybody say thank God.
Thank God.
So that word power, Jesus said all power, all authority. If God through Christ has gained authority, all authority has been given, all power has been given, then it's all power. There's no more power anywhere else in the world except in Jesus Christ. So if we're going to exercise our freedom, it has to be in what Jesus said. Amen. All that Jesus is and all that he represents, all that the name represents in the kingdom of God and all blessings, it belongs to us. So now, notice in Luke 10:19, he says, behold, I give unto you power. We see two words in there. Luke uses the word power twice. He said, I give you power. And that word again is exousia, which is authority. Now, the translation is delegated power. So he says, I give you power, authority, delegated power. I'm delegating this power to you to tread on serpents and scorpions. That is, and over all the power, that word power, the second word power is the word dunamis. Dunamis, which means ability. He said, I'm giving you the authority to exercise your rights and privileges over all the ability of the enemy. Amen? So thank God that God has given us the authority. You know, in fact, we were driving around town all weekend, and you see all kinds of traffic going on and stoppages, and police was there, and he stopped us, and we were on the highway, and the police put up his hand there, and we stopped. And he put up his hand, and we recognized it was an officer. He had the hat on and the uniform. He had his orange stuff on, and he held his hand up like this. He blew his whistle, and he told us to stop. So everybody, all the transports, all the big trucks, rigs and everything, and all the cars, they all stopped all at once, and we're looking. And he just put up his hand and he told his other, a car is coming this way. He just went like this and they all went through. Then he put up his hand over there and he stopped everything else and he told us to go this way. When we wanted to go that way, he said, don't go that way. You go this way. So he had the right and privilege. Now he didn't say, let's just push this car. He didn't stop all the cars with his physical power. He did it with his authority. His badge represented the city of Thunder Bay and in the region of all the whatever traffic in town. He had the authority to stop that. Now, the name of Jesus, when we say in the name of Jesus to the devil, he has to stop. Amen. And we find number of scriptures in the Bible that tells us that we can exercise power to stop the enemy. Yes. Amen? You know that he's behind a lot of sickness and disease. And he's behind a lot of relationship difficulties. He'll put things in people's minds and people start fighting, not knowing that the devil has caused all that. And we get mad at people and we get mad at different things because we don't know who's behind it. Who's behind it? Your uncle? No, it's Satan's behind it. Okay? So thank God that we know who the thief is and who's the liar. The devil's a liar, you know that, right? Now, I like what Paul, he's praying praying for the Colossians, and when he prays for the Colossians, empowered by the Holy Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit writing through the Apostle Paul, and this is revelation knowledge. Everybody say revelation. And revelation knowledge is light. It's information. It's looking into the spiritual realm. It's giving us insight, okay? And so we can see in the Spirit, without going out into the Spirit, reading the Word. Amen. See, you don't have to have a vision to see into the Spirit. The Word of God is your vision to see the reality of heaven. Can you say amen? Yes. See, the Word of God is given to us so that to give us the light, you know, the enlightenment, and it gives us information so that we can see what's going on. And so, thank God for revelation knowledge. So, he says, he prays for them. He says, this is, I'm giving thanks. He said, giving thanks to the Father, that's God, which has made us meet or made us able. He already has done this. He's made us able to be a partaker or participant in order for us to participate in what? In the inheritance. In other words, what belongs to us as God's children. He said, giving thanks to the Father. He's not only Paul's father, but he's our father too. So we are in the same family. He says, I'm giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet, to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Notice this, who has delivered us. Hallelujah. Not he's trying to do it, and not one day when we go to heaven. We don't need this kind of power when we go to heaven. We need it right now. Yeah. You know, we need it right now. Everybody say, I need it right now. Yeah. He says he has delivered us. Who has delivered us? Delivered means it's done. Everybody say, I'm delivered. I'm delivered. Say, you're looking at some delivered man, a woman. Okay, you're a woman, say woman. Don't say man. Okay. So we're delivered. We're delivered bunch. We're delivered from sickness. We're the healed bunch. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're the rich ones. So you might not have cash in your pocket or anything in the bank, but you're rich. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. He said, I've come to make you rich. Rich means millionaire? Well, it could mean, but it means more than enough, to give you more than enough. Amen? So, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us or transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. So, our kingdom is a kingdom of light. If you're born again, you are in the kingdom of light. You're no longer under the darkness. Darkness cannot dominate you. Satan cannot dominate you unless you're ignorant. He can come around and tell you lies and you believe it if you don't see with the eyes of faith. The eyes of faith is the Bible. You can only see into the spiritual realm with the Bible. You don't have to wait for a vision. You can see by reading the Bible. And the more you say in the Bible, the more knowledge you get. And the more knowledge you get, the more grace you can walk into. You can exercise more grace if you know more word. Amen. You'll have more peace if you know the word. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? you know, you're more peaceful if you know what belongs to you. You know your rights. You'll have peace. If you don't know any, if you don't know this stuff, you just, I hope this is going to happen. I hope that's going to happen. Well, read your Bible. No, I'll wait till I go to church. No, read your Bible. Amen. And so, so when God created mankind, his intention for us was to rule and reign. He says, the scripture talks about, and there, let me just say, the when we talk about authority, as a definition or a meaning, we say the word authority means delegated power. Like that police officer I gave you an illustration. Jesus said, I'm giving you my name. And that name carries all that I am and all my ability. Okay? So when we went to, when I went to the hockey game here over in Minneapolis and Toronto, I got out a printout. They had a little thing. All they did was scan it. It's a piece of paper. And you go, okay, you can go in. That was my ticket. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is a ticket to the blessings of God. Can you say amen? Amen? And so look at the word righteousness. The word righteousness in definition means right standing with God. Right standing with God. In fact, I want us just to go to Romans chapter 5 in the Amplified Bible. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 in the Amplified. Everybody say Amplified. Amplified is a really loud Bible. Praise God. Amen. It amplifies everything. Somebody says again, let me, don't get mad at me. It's a woman's Bible. Okay. And you can wonder, you can look at why it said that. Okay. Now, it says, therefore, somebody said you have to know what is therefore if you see the word therefore. Okay, so therefore, since we are justified. Everybody say justified. Once I heard Billy Graham preaching, he said the word justified means just, if you're justified, it means it's just as if you never sinned. Just if I never sinned. But the word justified here in the Amplified Version says acquitted, declared righteous. Come on now, say declared righteous. So you're justified right now. Notice that. Therefore, since we are justified or acquitted and declared righteous and given right standing with God, there's another word. The word righteousness means right standing with God. Right standing with God. So through what? Through faith. So we're righteous by faith in Christ Jesus. I want you to see here over here. I'm going off my notes again. Go to Philippians chapter 3. I know my guys sometimes when I venture off back there, they kind of say, ooh, that's not in my notes back there. So I have to report to these people and give them a paper of what I'm going to say next. So people boss me around constantly around here. Verse 9. It's good to be bossed around, though, because, otherwise I'd be crazy. Amen? So, anyway. Anybody have bosses? You got to have bosses, right? Okay. And that I may be actually be found and known as in him, not having myself achieved righteousness that can be called my own based on my obedience to the laws. So there is a righteousness that is based upon law. You got to do this. You can't do that. You have to do this. How many people know that tithing is not a law? You can tithe or you don't have to tithe. You only do it by faith. Okay? So you can only participate in it by faith. Everything in the New Testament is doing it by faith. Now, you don't have to, but then again, you don't have to take the blessings that belong to that. Okay? You can pray or not pray, but it's better to pray. It's not a law, but you should pray because it's good for you. Okay, some of you don't understand. Forget it. Okay, so that can be a call of my own based on my obedience to the laws, demands, rituals, ritualistic uprightness is supposed to be a right standing with God, thus acquired acquired. So we don't earn this righteousness, but possessing the genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ. So the second righteousness is the one that is comes by faith. We put our faith in Christ. Jesus made us righteous. That's the Amplified Bible. I want to just read this in the King James. I like the King James in this version. And be found in him, Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You know, right now, if you belong to Jesus, you're righteous right now. You know, the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You have authority as a child of God to demand your rights as a child of God, to tell the devil to stop or to even to talk to your own body. How many people know there are scientists tell us that when you say certain things, something happens in your body. Your body obeys you. Amen? The Bible says we demand. The Bible says we've been purchased. Our body's been purchased by Jesus Christ. And Satan has no authority to attack your body. You must be able to take authority over your body. Amen? Amen? And you can take authority over your own mind and think what you want to think. Think in line with the Word of God. You can feel any way you want to feel. If you want to be scared, then go ahead and be scared. But it's better to be full of faith, praise God. Amen? It's better to be full of hope than full of despair. It's better to be full of chicken than empty. Amen? Glory to God. Amen. I know some of you are getting hungry. I like this verse of Scripture in righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Another one. I veered off again, guys. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Find it very, very fast. Glory to God. 5:21. For he had made him, that's God, had made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, like a sin offering. Who, that is Jesus, knew no sin. He never sinned. That we, Christians, the ones who became righteous in Christ, can be made the righteousness of God in him. Right now, because you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are righteous. And second, Romans chapter 5, let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Ladies and gentlemen, Romans chapter 5. Come on now. People say I go too fast sometimes with Scripture. So now I'm taking my time. Because Esther here, she's wiggling her eyebrows. Okay, Romans chapter 5, verse 17. If by one man's offense, that's talking about Adam. If by one man's offense, death reigned. Everybody say death reigned. That means that sin reigned. That means the devil reigned. The word reign means to rule. Okay? It means to rule. The word reign means rule. Like a king reigns. Not like the clouds rains water. Okay? No, it's the king. The king reigns. In other words, his word for his kingdom rules. Like you as a son of God, your word rules in your life. Amen? Can you say amen? Come on now. Come on, people, get happy. Get happy. Come on. Say, rule. Say, I rule over my own mind. Say, I rule over my own body. Say, I rule over chicken. No. Whatever you rule over whatever you want to rule. Amen? So, thank God. If by one man's office death reigned by one, much more which received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Righteousness, my dear brother and sister, is a gift. It's a gift. You didn't earn it. We see in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6 and 8 over there, it says that we were, it was a gift to us. So the gift of righteousness, we shall, through the gift of righteousness, our right standing with God, we shall reign in life, in this life, by one Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at that in the Amplified Version so that we can get a better picture, my dear brothers and sisters. Amen? Look at this, verse 17 over here. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reign through that one, much more surely those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign, notice this, reign as kings in life through one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. In other words, because we receive righteousness, we can rule in this life, by Jesus Christ. We can rule. See, you don't have to say, oh, the devil's putting that in my mind. No, you can say, mine? Listen, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over my mind. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 10, we pull down, verse 5, we pull down arguments and reasonings. Amen? And thinking like that in Jesus' name. We can pull that down. And he says, no, that's not the thought from the scriptures. That's not God's thoughts. God's thought says this. And talk to your body. Talk to your mind. Say, this is what God says. I don't think that way. Here's what I think. I choose to think that way. So we think like God thinks, wants us to think. And as we win, praise God. Amen? Now, let's go back to our notes. That was last 10 minutes was not in there. The question is here, who's ruling in your life? Who's reigning in your life? Who's running your life today? Who's the boss in your life? For many, life just runs over them, and they are dominated by their flesh, by their natural instincts or appetites and negative lifestyle and feelings. We know, the Bible says, in 1 John 5:19, the Amplified says this, we know positively that we are of God, and the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one. The people in the world, they might not know it, but they're under the power or the influence of the evil one, the Bible says. And be careful, as Christians, we don't get caught up. The whole world is under the influence of the power of darkness. He says, look what Paul says to the Corinthians about influence of the devil over many that are not saved, and what he says about them right now, about us as well. He says, and you, this is talking about us, in Ephesians chapter 1, 1 to 5, the Amplified, he says this. Let me read it. There's a lot to read here. So sit back. So it says here, and you had he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespass and sins, which is are in which one time you walked habitually. You followed the course and fashion of this world. And were under the sway of and the tendency of this present age, followed the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of demons or demon spirit that is still constantly at work in the sons of disobedience. The careless, the rebellious, the unbelieving, those who are against the purposes of God, among these were we as well as you were once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and thoughts of the mind, our cravings are dictated by the senses of our dark imaginations. We were then by nature children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation like the rest of mankind. But God, so rich is he in his mercy because of his great order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love which he loved us, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses, he made us alive together in fellowship, in union with Christ Jesus. He gave us the very life of Christ himself, the same new life with which he quickened him. For it is by grace, his favor and mercy, which you did not deserve, that you are now saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. Isn't that good? That's really good. That's dancing right there. You could dance right now. Go ahead and get up and dance if you want. Praise God. Amen? And yeah, that's right. And so, you know, we have to see this. God, when you were sinning, God died for you. Amen. He suffered for you while you're sinning. And even while you're Christian, you get off and go somewhere, he still forgives you. He'll still take you back. No matter what you do in life, he'll never leave you go. You could run away from him, but he still loves you. That love never changes. You can come back in your last breath. Don't try it. He will still love you. He'll love you before they pull you into hell. He'll still love you. He'll pull you back out. Glory to God. That's God. I know people personally who went to hell and saw hell. And as they were going in there, God pulled them back out. Woo! You see that in Scripture. It's all in there in Jude. It's all in there. That's why we have intercessors. Praise God. Amen. Ernie gets intense urges to pray in the Holy Ghost. He calls me sometimes and I pray with him. Sometimes I'm too sleepy. He said, call me back in the morning. So, who is your boss? Who is lording over you? It is you who yield yourself to this lifestyle of ruling and reigning as a king, or as a back to the old ways and being dominated by the flesh and the devil. You can be dominated by the devil anytime you want. Just go ahead and take a pit of self-pity if you want. Go ahead and start resenting if you want again. Go ahead and start to take a good worry again if you want. Go ahead and start taking back all your fears if you want. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. You can rule and reign, praise God, over those things, praise God. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Who you yield to in life, in this life, it's easy to lord over the people who walk by the selfishness of their senses. The Bible says that Paul said over here in Romans chapter 6, verse 12. Romans chapter 6, verse 12, the Amplified says this, let not sin therefore rule, listen to this, as king in your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies. Your little stinking body, you let Satan rule in your body? Amen? No, you can take authority over your body. Your body is your lips. The way you talk about people, the way you say things, and the way you swear and use vulgar language, you have to take authority over your tongue. Amen? You got to take authority over your everything, your appetites. Because your appetites can run wild and do what it wants to do. But you have to say, no, I'm going to take authority. Let not sin rule as king in your mortal bodies, the Bible says. You can just go ahead and read it all. It's all in there. It says in there, we'll read that another time. The Amplified. So Paul said in Corinthians that Satan is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. So the Bible said that Satan is god of this world because Adam forfeited his right to rule and reign as a king, and he lost his dominion. Jesus was told by Satan himself. He says, all this power or all this authority I will give to you, whomever I want to share it with. If you would just go, Jesus, go ahead and bow down before me. That's what Satan said. Whoever you yield yourself to, don't yield your members, don't yield your body, your appetites to the ways of the evil one. So listen, we want to continue on this message, but on another day when you need it again, praise God. So we can rule even right from the beginning of Genesis. God gave man dominion over the seas. And over in Psalm chapter 8, you can read it in Psalm chapter 8, that the psalmist says, who is man that you care so much for him, that you love us so much? You give man authority and dominion over all the works of your hands. Who is man that you would think that you would give your authority? We were made a little bit lower than God, he says. We rule and reign as kings. Everybody stand up, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, your love and kindness, your favor upon our lives, and we rule and reign in our lives. We thank you for the gift of righteousness, to have the right and privilege to rule and reign. Thank you, Lord. We exercise our right now as kings and priests because we believe your word. We say it. You watch over your word to perform it, to make it good in our lives. So we say it. Jesus, you're our high priest of our confession of faith. You said in your word, in Hebrews chapter 3, that you are our high priest, and whatever we say, you make happen in our lives. Jesus, you told your disciples, what we say is what we get. You said in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, you watch over your word to make it good in our lives. You said in the book of Psalms that you'll perfect that which concerns me. I want to thank you. My concerns, you're going to take care of. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast every care upon you. The things that we cannot control, we have no control over. And every thought that comes against our ability to exercise dominion, we cast down. And we take authority over the devil who's been causing havoc in our families. We take authority over the devil who's been harassing our thinking. And we take authority over the devil who's been harassing us emotionally and carrying on words that is contrary to the word of God, trying to make us think that we're of nothing, but you have made us special. You said, how precious are we? Because you've made us intricately, delicately, making us unique. Oh, hallelujah. You loved us with a great love, with mercy and kindness. Tender mercies are following us every single day, and your mercies are refreshing every morning. Thank you that we wash our minds by confessing the word over ourselves. And we renew our minds and our feelings and thoughts by singing songs of hymns, of spiritual songs. And we meditate on your word to gain strength as we wait on you in your presence. You said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Thank you, Lord, for filling us with your Holy Spirit. We're empowered by your Spirit. We thank you for the blood of Jesus tonight. We take the blood of Jesus and mark our families, mark our home, mark our ministries, mark our workplace, and we take dominion over that. And we say, no fear here. No sickness here. No poverty here. No destruction here. We claim the Psalms 94 and we say, you are our God. You are our fortress. You are my deliverer. In him will I trust. Thank you, Lord, for your great and mighty power of your word. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Come on, people, help me praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let praise come out of your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that I'm a child of God. Thank you that I'm righteous. Go ahead and praise him, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody say, I have the right to take authority over every evil circumstance against my life to follow God. I take authority over my own body to be well. I take authority for me and my family to have every supply that I need and to enjoy extra blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I will enjoy. I will enjoy peace of God when I go to bed tonight. I will not worry about one thing. Thank you, Lord, you're my shepherd. Thank you that you have healed me. I don't care what the symptoms say. I don't care what the reports say. But the report, I will believe that himself took my infirmities, that I have every supply that I need, that God is my father. I'm his very own child, and I'm happy about that. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! I just can see the anointing in here, man. The anointing is here. Man, come on, lift your hand up and bless God. Come on, it's here. It's here. I see it. Praise God. Go ahead. Oh, come on. Go ahead. Take it in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be God. The anointing is here. The anointing is here. I see it. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I know, but I can't go any further than this because someone won't let me. Someone let me, and the Lord is grieved because of it. I'm really sad about it because we could have gone so much higher tonight. There's been a top. There's been a caption here tonight. There's a right from the get-go. There's people just don't want to enter in. The Spirit of God is really grieved about it. But I'm telling you, those of you that entered into the point, you can continue to go. Bless you. Praise God. Amen. Good night, folks. Bye-bye. Until next time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.